Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. 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 Step two.
If at first you don't succeed, you gotta hold that jump. Aaliyah makes you believe in yourself in a way that no one else has ever been able to really, really, really bring it home. I am simply Nay in here, really excited to be working with and bringing back the Black Male Show, our favorite all Black radio show on Stand Omni Media. Just being able to produce this project has been amazing, and the team is ready to chat with you. You're hearing a lot of noise because we were also invited today to cover the Washington Teachers Union conference that is going on today. So we're on location for that, and it's the fourth annual Free Community Education Conference, where we're discussing a shared vision for reclaiming public education in the District of Columbia. So we do all of the things, and we would not be able to do all of the things without the sponsors who make sure we can. We're sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating website. Check them out at www.eve4eveonline.com, on Facebook and Twitter as well. We are also sponsored by the Party Pack, party professionals in Washington, D.C., who bring you Badass Bingo. I really enjoy hosting Badass Bingo, and folks really love playing Badass Bingo. As the folks at Party Pack say, it ain't your granny's bingo. And you can find out more on Facebook by liking Badass Bingo DC. We're also, of course, you can't have a Stand Omni Media production without Stand Omni Media. They are opening up platforms and expanding. So if you're interested in having a show, I'd suggest you visit www.wheredoyou.com and hit us up. You can also just email directly at info@wheredoyoustand.com and Keith will get back to you most expeditiously. Being invited to host a show doesn't mean you're going to get a show. Don't say I didn't tell you. So we're going to get into another song and then welcome the team back and figure out what's been going on. As we mentioned, we're going to be featuring some of the great songs from Jidenna's new album, The Chief, that came out on the 17th. It'd be great not just to bring you us, but to bring you some exclusive music you may not have heard yet. So here is Trampoline by Jidenna, a little bit of twerk for your Sunday afternoon.
Things I do. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. She bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. This lady ain't a... You ain't even got a bin. I know, baby, you spin. Anyone work hard as you got the right to get lit. She might even have a wedding ring, or a doctorate in medicine, or the daughter of the reverend, or the daughter of the president. I get it, you win it to win it. I get it, you living forbidden. I talk different, I'm different, I'm on one. You think different, it's different, you on one. But bartender, I need me a normal one. I spark with you and we like, whoa. Things I don't know where about the things I do. All the things I don't know where about the things I do. All the things I do, I'ma fuck around and put a ring around you. They may never understand. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down. A trampoline. The lady ain't a... Need to be free more. What the fuck we got the grease for? If we ain't flying overseas more. If we ain't fucking on the seashore. If we ain't puffing on the breeze more. Getting cheese more, strip a tease more. Man, I got a little, but I need more. Need to lead this bitch like a senior. What we get green for? If we ain't trying to go and see more. Champagne and with the team more. Congratulations, nigga, we won. I've been feeling stuck like a Uber with the child lock on the side door. If we ain't live to die for, going out of eye for. Things I don't know where about the things I do. All the things I don't know where about the things I do. And I know when the shit ain't funny. And don't ask why my shirt get bloody. And don't ask where I get my honey. Don't ask where I get my motherfuck money.
Ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. Oh no, the lady ain't a tramp. She just a must be knowing what she wants. Oh no, the lady ain't a tramp. She just be knowing what she wants. She just be knowing.
Listen, if you have not taken the opportunity to check out Jidenna, you are about 2 years late. Classic Man is 2 years old. And that song is called Trampoline, and it's from the new album, The Chief. I gotta say, he's giving me Perry Belafonte bounce booty beats. That's what I feel. But, you know, we'll play two more for you during the course of the day. I gotta check in with the Black Male team. Black mother, how you doing?
Hey, mama, I'm good. How about you?
I'm maintaining. Black lawyer, what's good?
Oh, everything is good. Everything is good.
We out here. Black dancer, what it do?
Hey, everybody, hey.
Listen, so it's been a while. People know that. Some people don't because we have new listeners, and we love you all. So I just want to check in with y'all and see, since we've been on hiatus, because our world has changed so much. And as resident Black activist, I am going to start off with I motherfucking told you so. I told y'all asses. I get pleasure from sharing Facebook screenshots where I was telling niggas. Yes, I was. Now, niggas stopped and surprised and looking like emojis in real life, but the shit is the realest. So what have you guys been doing since I last told y'all asses what was finna go down? Black mother, we'll start with you.
Child, you know what? I think I've become obsessed with the news since this happened. I wanted you to be wrong. I really needed you to be wrong. You hear me? Now I'm just trying to stay above water and stay ahead of it because this dude's crazy.
How has this impacted your children?
They grind harder. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Sit down and, you know, just kind of pout about it? No, they grind harder. They go to school and take classes so they can start businesses and side hustles and, you know, additional streams of income and strategic thinking just increases. Around
yes.
here, anyway. I don't know what anybody does.
I think that's real. I think that's real. I want to ask you, Black dancer, what is life looking like in the lovely streets of Connecticut, given this bullshit?
It's a little rough right now. I would say we've energized and mobilized as best as we can. I'm in a Democratic state, so we're a little bit more on edge than I would say some of our Southern counterparts. For me, I'm also worried about some of the programming I work, for funding getting cut, for some of the HIV/AIDS work we do, as well as for arts funding getting cut with the new administration. So a little on edge, trying to mobilize and still be out there and try to see how the resistance can be more effective and get things done in spite of.
Yeah. So folks was like, they knew we were going to get into Trump, but has anything else beyond Trump been going on in you all's life? Black lawyer, what's good with you, Trump and otherwise?
Well, Trump-wise, what I have been doing, I work 4 blocks from the White House, so at least once a week I go and stand in front of the White House with a sign. And yesterday we were able to see the one and only Kellyanne Conway walk by us, and she was not best pleased. So it was wonderful. We didn't trip her because Secret Service. However, you know, I did throw a little curse her way as she passed us by. She was not happy to see us. Other than that, the kids have been making the grades. Both are all A's so far this year. The older one is a 4.25 grade point average. And I am a basketball mom and a wife, and life is okay. You know, he's trying it, but he's not going to succeed. He's trying it, though.
Listen, Linda, listen. I mean, I have to say this, right? For me, this has been crazy. Now everybody want to wake up. Now everybody want to march. Now everybody wants to plan marches and don't want the people they marching for to help them plan them. And that's bullshit. That is not going to help us. That brand of resistance is not going to help us. And so I've been very excited about the levels of self-care I've engaged in that has really meaned for me a dilution of my presence and spaces. And the reason for that for me is just, again, I told niggas, I told non-niggas, I told nigga allies. Like, so, you know.
God, so, geez.
Like, the best thing I've been able to do is we've had a killer Black Future Month. For folks who don't know, I founded Black Future Month. Yes, the Black activists founded Black Future Month. I see you campaigns getting your money, adding the S, and doing all these other things. That's beautiful because the point of it was for us to be able to come together under Saving Our Black Future. But be real that you got it from Listen Up Live in 2009 because receipts are a whole entire thing. And so I'm kind of living in a world where everybody treated me like I was Oswald from In Living Color, the jail poet, but like now it's real and you're and folks don't know how to engage or are just totally doing the most and not enough at the same time. So I'm really excited just to be back so we can talk about what it looks like in real time to have to be in a daily fight for your life. Because I think one of the biggest Black Future Month facts is we are in a fight for our life. This guy is down to destroy us all and has a team that is down to do it and knows how. I also want to add, I've really been challenging my relationship with Barack Obama simply because he could have wrote the same number of executive orders that Trump is out here writing. So while we give him all this praise for the things he did do, we are seeing how much he could have done and living in woulda, shoulda, coulda. And that as well is not going to free us. So, you know, that's what I've been up to, trying to maintain. I think this is a perfect time to dedicate a song to 44. The people agreed that's our forever president. So this is also on Jaidenna's album, Long Live the Chief. And I think when we get back, we should definitely get into some See What Had Happened Was Theater, because it's been a minute. We haven't been to the theater, and we can take folks back to where we were when we found out that this was not a farce. It was, in fact, a fact.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Gary. Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the ratchet. Hand-me-downs with the packet. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say your dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about big. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you can run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I could run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shot the boy, this far from a hobby boy. So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir, that's your dinner on the banner. Body for my niggas getting locked up in the slammer. Elders saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know our Instagrammer. Well done, better than well said. I read niggas well, a nigga well read. Really, I ain't met nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the French prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidentials all my niggas need. Dining with the governor's daughter. And her father say, I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat. Every day,
and I'm black and white. Janelle Monae. They want me to came, but long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over brains. Niggas want me to came, but long little chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slam my cane. Long little chief.
I meant it. I'm here to represent it. Long live 44. I know he's smoking the best weed. I know him and Michelle Obama are having the best sex they have ever had in their whole entire life. Like,
I can't even imagine.
What? Oprah, you want to see somebody live their best life? You can't catch that boy farting without him looking like he just blessed. Like he just mega fast blessed. Get ready. Like, I don't know. It's freedom all over the place, but he still get on my nerves. So with that being said, we promised you that we would bring you a little bit of See What Had Happened Was Theater. For those who listen to the Blackmail Show on a regular basis, See What Had Happened Was Theater is where we let you know what had happened was. Today, you get to see what had happened when we learned that Donald Trump would be our president. Now, we were all in different locations at this time, so we will be bringing you a mashup of our experiences and our commentary from our seats as a team. So, does anyone feel so inclined to set the scene to want to start, or do you want me to set the scene? Because I can do that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Go ahead and set it.
I walked in the building knowing that this was going to happen, but like so many others, I was hopeful. I happened to attend the largest election party that was held in the District of Columbia by WeWork, one of my favorite co-working spaces. You can feel free to send us a check for that shout out. So the room was decorated nicely. I was one of four people in VIP. There was open bars abound. There were bottles on every table. So I was like, okay, however this happens, I'll be drunk. Whatever goes down, I'll be lit. It doesn't matter. So, you know, I began to drink and watch the numbers come in and watch folks around me. And then, you know, again, it didn't get any more colorful. It wasn't the most eccentric or diverse party in the whole entire world. But it started to get eerie. And I'll reshare the picture that I shared on my Instagram a while ago, but folks started to have whole entire breakdowns as the numbers were changing. And many of the folks in the space are activists, are progressives. So their whole entire job was to work on this not happening. I went into the bathroom because, you know, that's what happens when you're doing adult things. And the conversation in the ladies' room that I used was mind-blowing. It was all white women talking about how Hillary was still going to win. At this point, I spoke up and said, no, she's not. I'm sorry that you all feel this way, but I would like you to be prepared for that not happening. Mysteriously, at about 10:30, the balloons go down in celebration. At this point, Trump is in the lead. So I said, oh, I may just end up at a party full of Trump celebrators and supporters as one of a handful of black folk. Me and my folk proceeded to get the hell on and go home. Shout out to my street pharmacist for meeting me outside the building because I needed to re-up on my pharmaceutical. And that's how I closed out my evening and woke up to him being president and 8 million calls and text messages about now what we gonna do. As though I'm the only person who makes those decisions. So I went to bed without result, nice and medicated and a little tipsy. And what was going on with you, Black Mama?
I was the exact opposite. I was in the house by myself. The kids were in here, and we were watching it on 75 channels at the same time on every digital device that we own with our mouth open. There is not enough bongs in my house for the shock that just washed over my body. Honey, I went to sleep defeated. I was so upset and so bothered by that dude becoming president of this country. And I live in a county that's kind of controversial. We still have, you know, little pockets of Klan society and, you know, those little farm sections of this county. So it's interesting to see their trucks up and down the freeway now on this side with their Trump, you know, stickers and things like that. I've started clocking my son with his dark skin ass. Where you going? The sun's going down. Like, I've become hyper-vigilant and obsessive almost with, like, the news. What is he doing? Like, I'm almost down to watching how many times this dude is wiping his ass. Like, my eye is on him. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to relax at this point or anything else, but long live cannabis and cannabis culture.
Yes, God. Yes, God. The street promises.
It's, honey, it's
come on.
Yeah, yeah. Be active. You know, I feel energized. You know,
that's all.
I feel like I need to do something more.
It ain't nothing but a plant. Black seed.
Yeah. I think they should give it out with your taxes.
Listen, I want to get into Black Dancer in Connecticut the day of the results. What was it given?
It was pretty rough around here. My family's very heavily involved in politics. My brother is one of the state presidents for the NAACP. My father is a lifetime member. So we were watching it on all the TVs, flipping back and forth. The weirdest thing is my friend that I went to high school with, who's now a lawyer for Hillary Clinton, was the girl that was breaking down crying on TV. And we were texting back and forth, and she's like, the numbers aren't looking good in the Midwest. And then I started pacing, and I had to roll up my little friend, and I had to go outside and re-up, and then, you know, get medicated. And it was like, I stayed up all night. I was talking to all my friends who still work on the Hill, and they were like, we lost. And then everybody started, like, mine started going, like, how did this happen? Da-da-da-da. And I was like, my ex was like, I had said this was going to happen because there was not enough signs and stuff out for Hillary. Like, they thought they were doing grassroots, but they weren't doing grassroots. And the people that we were saying we weren't reaching had went ahead and voted for Trump. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And then by like 11 or so, he said, it's done. Those, like, not enough Black people came out to vote and Ohio and Pennsylvania to like turn these numbers around. So I was like devastated. In this rural area, we have a lot of Trump supporters in Connecticut, ironically, even though it went for Connecticut. I thank God the Black people came out here, but it was really, really devastating. And I saw my parents, like, just like everything they had worked for all these years, they think it's going to turn back. And my father was just pissed. And my brother was like, We failed. We failed Obama. We failed ourselves and not getting out to do what we needed to do. So I had more anger with our community for not coming out and the numbers we need to come out to make sure we were going to be okay.
Black lawyer, take us to where you were.
I spent the first part of the evening on a voter protection hotline, actually, and I was doing this in an attempt to not watch election results. However, when I got into the room, I noticed that they had the election on different TVs throughout the room. We were taking calls from Virginia and from Michigan, and what I noticed on this particular time, I do this every election, and the thing that I noticed that the types of calls that we were taking were so disheartening and were so reflective of the change in voter protection and the fact that we do not have voter protection anymore. And it was very eerie and surreal, and just the types of calls that we were getting. Usually we get calls from people who are, you know, they just want to know where their polling place is, and it's pretty mild. And whenever I worked the Spanish hotline, of course we get some, you know, some, those were the most challenges come from, because they're being challenged, are you a citizen, et cetera. However, this particular time I was taking calls from Trump voters. And they were trying to stop people from voting and wanting us to deploy ground troops to stop people from voting. Taking calls such as a woman who was upset that a woman took a relative into the voting booth with her to help her to translate the ballot. And she said that's illegal. Nobody is supposed to do that. they need to take a poll worker in with them. And I said, well, actually, it's the opposite. A poll worker is illegal to take in with you because, you know, it's not a relative and they don't know you. She's allowed to have anybody she wants. And she was like, well, she needs to speak English. So I was just like, you know what, this is kind of strange. And so then when the results started to go up on the screen, I got increasingly discouraged because it never seemed like she was in the lead, which I was not expecting. So on my way home on the train, I was a little nervous. I didn't look at my phone to see anything. And by the time I got home, the wife had, you know, put the kids down, and she was about to go down, and she was like, I'm not even looking. Whoever's president is president. And she went to sleep because I was pissed because I was so upset. And so I grabbed my computer, and I looked at 538 all night long, and every minute the percentage of how, you know, the percentage of how likely it was for Trump to win kept going up and up and up. It went from 40% to 60% chance to a 70% chance to an 8%. And then when it went to 100% chance, I slammed my computer, and I was numb for about 3 days. And that is how, and I was just absolutely devastated having to wake up the next day and tell my 13-year-old, who was 5 the time Obama was elected, that Trump had won, and to tell my 7-year-old, who only knew Barack Obama, that Trump had won, because he actually, the 7-year-old, called him Donald Trash, and he still does because he is my child.
Yeah, I love him so much.
That was that was my night.
Well, damn. I want to play a song, but what the fuck? I think you know, that was heavy. That was a lot, right? But we're still in the throes of Black Future Month, right? So it's like the concept of Black Future Month has always been to use the trials and triumphs of Black history to empower and fuel Black future, right? But like, what does it mean? And we've been struggling with this, you know, in planning Black Future Month at the Future Foundation. What does it look like to empower when right now we're just trying to survive? And when a lot of the folks who are most affected by this administration and what has happened weren't in a position where they could vote. You know, you spoke of your children, Black mother, you spoke of your children, Black lawyer. They couldn't vote at 13, mm-hmm. at 7, but are left with the consequences of what's going on. In my day job, I'm dealing with, we had youth in D.C. public schools walk out. We were the only organization providing legal support and observers. And that's a staff of 6 people for all of D.C. public schools.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I actually met you guys down there to make sure there were no shenanigans. I wasn't a part of an official group, but I had heard that the babies were coming down, and I did go down and provide some legal observation and to, you know, just to take my own notes and to be there as a witness in case anything went down, so.
Yes, and you know, it's so many levels to, even if you're not going to take to the streets, because like I said, I've been being mindful of what I'm taking to the streets for. We have a total of over 6 marches that are coming to the District of Columbia before July hits. So I say I say all of that to say it's very expensive to keep flying to D.C. The problems will happen everywhere, and the skills are needed everywhere. Find you a grassroots source in your hometown. And I want to be real, right, because we are going to do another See What Had Happened Was theater for you all for surviving Trump supporters and the administration policies. But I've really just been mind blown with the lack of knowledge people have had and how the government runs. Some folks did not know that executive orders existed before he just started running them off. Some folks didn't know how problematic Pence had been. And some people still don't know that Pence is actually worse than Donald Trump. But they haven't looked into those things. They're like, why is Donald Trump talking about Chicago? Well, he has a representative from Illinois serving as the vice president, who also is racist and homophobic. Like, these things are all interconnected. And so for me, I think I really want us to put our best foot forward in our, you know, and again, y'all, this is improv. Don't be trying to sue us talking about, see, I did what they did on See What Had Happened Was theater, and what had happened was I lost my job. You should have known that before you came tripping. this is not the time to be reading to Hennessy Coates on your good government job where the funds are being cut. I just want to be real clear. Where you get your good coin is not the place to be trying to convert Trump supporters. Keep getting your check. That is an act of resistance. A lot of folk ain't going to tell you that. We were sitting in the streets for almost 3 years before this happened. So what we need to be doing is also, not just, but also learning about popular education methods, doing facilitation, going to Know Your Rights training, becoming legal observers. And let me say this. I love the brand recognition. It's beautiful. I wish that when I started organizing, there were hashtags for what I was doing. Because I wish. But again, Facebook is only 12 years old. I've been doing this for 15 years. So that's just how the interweb was set up. But I really want us to be thinking about what are we doing with our brand recognition? How are we using it? And how is it benefiting the people who need the brand? That's all I'm saying. That's what I want us to think about. There was a lot of people hit me up about the, and because I'm here at the Washington Teachers Union Conference, a lot of people hit me up about the protest against Betsy DeVos. Well, I'll say this to say, the Washington Teachers Union had reached out to who they wanted to be organizing with and how they wanted to organize because people's jobs were at risk and that had been made clear. Other folks decided to do something completely different and didn't even have legal observers. So in the District of Columbia, kids ride public transportation unless they've been deemed as having some level of a disability or varying ability. So these kids could have got off the metro and been, one, subject to being truant because they're supposed to be in school, and two, there were no legal observers to protect these kids, and three, some of y'all favorite organizations planned that and moved forward, and four, there's receipts. Or our action starts at 7:30, but we're going to ask for legal observers at like 8, 9 o'clock.
I actually got that email late.
I just want to put it out there because we see these cute video clips and get the clapping and everything, but that could have gone a whole entirely different way. There could have been a whole school of teachers that lost their jobs. There could have been, and all it takes is a conversation, y'all. Really. All it takes is, hey, we just wanted to reach out. There's steps to this. There's books. There's organizations that teach folk how to organize. It ain't really just wherever a camera is and you know, wherever my social media feed may be. Some of the best organizing. I did two community peace walks with council member Trayon White. And your favorite organizations were there and then they left. They were at one. And they left because we were going into the hood and there were no cameras and they left.
Right.
So I want to name these things because the organizations that are doing the work, Incentives for Inquiries, Melanin Uprising, Practice Makes Progress, just so many that I really can't even see here and give a name to them. They don't get these funds. Trans Women of Color Collective does not get these funds. They just hosted a dance-off at the White House the other day. We've got to really look at who we're supporting, how we're supporting them, and how we're holding them accountable if we're going to be doing this for at least 4 years.
Right.
So what do you guys do when you are in the climate of Trumpeters? How do you sustain yourself? How do you navigate? Or no? You're just like, I'm not doing it.
I was working on a project right before the election called the Black Leaves Project, and we've delayed it some, but it's invigorated me and energized me even more to get this project out. The project itself is about taking 7 Black men across all demographics within the Black male community and interviewing them and doing scientific research to get our voice out and create a ballet. Now we're like, it's going to be even more social justice driven about what's the political climate like now. And we're trying to like include the Black Male Show and the Future Foundation and other organizations in DC to create an entire conference to not just continue the protesting, but we have to start to come out with some results and some deliverables and some actual dissemination, how this is going to work in these different areas. Right now we keep protesting, but we're not taking the energy to then move the tools forward to be effective. I want to use my project to, like, go ahead, we need to start voter registration now. 2018 is coming. So why are we waiting? Like, that we can have the entire Senate back in 2018 and shut down this entire Trump agenda. Those are the things that I'm trying to teach my youth as well as my young adults, that don't think your voice doesn't matter. Take your anger and put it forth in results. As well as, I'm very, very cognizant of who to work with and who not to work with. I think people were trying to be part of the Black Leaves Project and other projects to get on TV. This is not your time to get famous. To be part of the resistance is not to get famous. To be part of the resistance is to try to create change to protect our rights and to continue to better. Like, America has its issues, but we were on a progressive path, and we were hoping to have a progressive president. Now that that's not the case, we can at least work to block the administration, as well as I think people need to also understand that their voices actually matter. If enough people show that there's more of us than them, we can also shut down the president. But I think the organization of people not just trying to, like, make noise and get some results needs to be locked down more.
Amen. My encounter with Trump supporters is a little interesting. I'm part of a group of lawyers for the Constitution who are trying to, you know, just encourage the administration to follow the Constitution. However, I came to a conclusion the other day that the Constitution has never covered us. It was not created with Black people in mind. We did not become a part of the Constitution until we were freed with the 13th Amendment. We did not become citizens until the 14th Amendment, granting us citizenship. We did not have really the right to vote until 1965, and even that right to vote is subject to congressional, you know, discretion. When they feel like they want to revoke that or undo that, they can do that. So technically we really don't have a right to vote that is granted in the Constitution. It's granted by, you know, the Voting Rights Act. So, you know, and the types of people that show up at these the protests that I'm involved with are Trump supporters and Hillary supporters or liberals. And so it's interesting that the Trump supporters are there because they want the Constitution to be followed. However, a lot of the things that this administration is doing is not going to affect them. So I actually had an encounter with a white Trump supporter yesterday who asked me, and I don't know why he asked me this, is the trans bathroom issue really that serious? What difference does it make? They
and
could use whatever bathroom. I lit into them.
It
got pretty ugly, and I just said, you cannot tell a group what they need. If the group is telling you this is what I need to feel safe, to feel human, to feel respected, you have to respect that. And they're not used to that. The thing that white men in this country are most afraid of, and this is why they're attacking immigration, they're attacking refugees, is being a minority. That is the entirety of everything that is going on in this White House, in my opinion. They're afraid of being the minority. The more brown people, the more black people that come over, the more they seem to shrink, or they, you know, in their opinion, sharing is you getting extra rights, even though you're getting the exact same thing that they're getting. So this guy just argued with me about that, and I said, how are you going to tell me? If I tell you I'm hungry, how are you going to say, no, you're not, because I'm not hungry? You can't tell me as a black lesbian woman that I should want this or that because you are a straight white male who can walk down the street and feel no fear. And I'm a woman who, when my child leaves to go down the street to play basketball with his friends, I'm terrified that I may not see him again. You have that. You don't have that fear. So, you know, we ran into an actual Russian Putin supporter on the day that he was there. We went down, and he argued about, he's been brainwashed completely. He argued that he loves Trump because Barack Obama messed up everything. And my strategy in these instances is there are white people there protesting with me too, and I let them handle their own people. If these people did not see me and I was invisible before, I'm going to be invisible after that conversation is over, and there's nothing really I can do. So I let a white man handle a white man, and I let a white woman handle a white woman, and that's how I'm handling it. What I'm doing now for the future is working on getting people voter ID and what they need to vote for 2018 and 2020. We got 2 years to comply with every law. We know what the law is. We know what they say they need. So let's just get it. Let's beat them at their own game. And if they create these rules, we're going to follow them, and we're still going to beat them. So that is what I'm doing, is just making sure that people in remote areas who need ID are going to get exactly what they need, so that in 2018 they're for a motherfucking surprise when everybody walks in and has every fucking thing that they ask them to have.
I would say, let's, you know, in this episode of Stand Stage Theater, we are all trying to keep our coin and not go to jail. I will play the Trump supporter because it's the only time ever in life I'll be willing to make that sacrifice and associate myself with the dementors that exist. But you all are navigating and you're responding to my brand of bullshit. I think you spoke on the trans bathroom ban. I'll speak on the attempted Muslim ban that some people, including some Black people, are actually supporting. I don't know why. If you've ever been to Pennsylvania, you will meet more of the Black Muslims, Black American gangster, straight back cornrow Muslims under their koofy that you'll ever meet in your life, and they just as Black as you. But whatever. I will be the Trump supporter, and you all will be using your three best tactics, three best arguments to get my edges together. But and scene. So I say Trump right on the money getting rid of these Muslims. They've been a problem. They've been a problem. So I don't know what's wrong with you. I kinda kill us all. You worry about the Klan, but I kinda kill us all.
I think we have to then ask the question, are you going to then ask all Muslim people serving in the military to protect this country to then leave the military? Are you going to ask our Muslim congressmen to step down to no longer serve as a Muslim congressman and a Muslim American? And then are you going to ask your white people, like the man who did the Oklahoma City bombing, and those people in the KKK, are they then going to then be asked to leave the country due to their terrorist attacks? If you begin to then start with one group, what makes you think that the next group is not going to begin to be then marginalized? You can't ask someone to give for this country and then they believe a different way, and then you can't let them stay here and give them full rights. Do you either believe in the Constitution or you don't?
Feel free to jump on in, anybody else. This is we are jumping this person. This is a jump in. This is the rules are out of the window now. See, in Black culture, those who aren't Black and are listening, we generally don't jump people. We allow folks to have their say, and we listen, and then we'll have our say. But the times have changed. It's on and popping. We got to be willing to get in where we fit in so that we're building community around people who are being attacked and seen.
True.
This is not a real Muslim ban. Though. That's what kind of annoys me. If it was a real Muslim ban, why aren't other certain countries, you know, that Trump and other people have business interests in? Why aren't they included? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have a Muslim ban, ban the countries of the people that actually enacted, you know, did 9/11. Ban everybody.
And
that
would be Muslim Saudi
ban,
Arabia
do a
with
Muslim
Donald
ban.
Trump. Exactly. Correct. And then you could ban Saudi Arabia, where the 9/11 hijackers came from, yet
Hello. Didn't stop
Trump's investments in Saudi Arabia, which are very, very high in his investment.
Yeah.
And then you can't then say you put it on Congress and Barack Obama, when the ban from Barack Obama came from the insurgents of Bush, and it was trying to keep people from coming from those countries when we were trying to pull out of Iraq during the war. So a wartime tactic to prevent, because we were over there bombing and killing their civilians, to keep them from retaliating against us doesn't fit this moment in time.
No.
It's
no.
Like you're apples and oranges.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, like, we were over there killing people trying to give Iraq democracy for a false mass weapons of destruction that we never found. And they were pissed that we came over and destroyed their home and killed their children.
Right.
Yeah.
We came over trying to help and made an entire bottleneck even worse than what it was. Not understanding, there was a total lack of cultural competence of what was going over there. Not even understanding the different factions of Muslims don't even get along within those countries. And now they're fighting for power that they've been fighting for hundreds of years. And we're just going to say, here's democracy.
Yep.
Without understanding the religious, you know, like women's rights really doesn't exist in certain Muslim countries because that's their religious belief. Now, is that correct? Is that right? No, but you can't just walk in with this ideology of America, and America ain't been equal ever. We just got the right to vote 50 or so years ago, and we were still fighting to make sure we still had that protection 5 years ago with the Republican Congress who still didn't want to make it a permanent law.
Right.
Right.
So you can't tell me, like Farrakhan said, America has too much blood on her hands to act as if she is innocent. And you put
exactly.
a man like Steve Bannon back in office who's okay with the blood on his hands as a white nationalist that is okay with, quote unquote, this purification. And the last time we saw purification, I'm trying not to use the word genocide, was with Hitler.
Right.
And then America was good on that too.
Yeah, one of the women who protests at the White House on a regular basis is actually a Holocaust survivor. And I had to watch her argue with the Putin supporter as to why she saw what is coming and how she saw that. And he was younger, and he just refused to believe anything she had to say. And I'm like, you are arguing with a 80-something-year-old Holocaust survivor who knows. She knows the signs. She knows how it goes. Because she's lived it, and she has zero family. She has all of her family is ancestors because everybody is gone.
It's just – and then my other question to Trump supporters – what is your moral fabric? Do you? I understand the nationalists because a certain part, America First, does make sense for some of the money that we spend on things and we're not spending on our children here. I get that. But where is your moral fabric and what is your true nationalist platform? Because if you're a true nationalist platform, then healthcare for all makes sense. Then education for our children and infrastructure makes sense. Then you would understand that this is a country of immigrants built on the backs of slaves and the genocide of Indians.
Amen.
So, if we're going to spit the historical facts to be our reasoning to protect America, America's never protected the people who were here first. And then to my white nationalists who are Italian, who are Polish, who are Irish, you fled your country due to political strife and for a better life. What makes you think a Mexican doesn't want a better life? Your grandparents got here and were here to give you better, and now you're a white American, and now you're voting for Trump to save white America, but your parents didn't belong here in the first place.
No,
they weren't welcome either. Hence, you had the quote-unquote Jewish ghettos because they were here. And then you have your Italian. If I'm from up north, from the tri-state. So when you go to Little Italy, they have Little Italy, which is now not the slums anymore in New York and Manhattan. But it was the slums when they first moved here, and they were banished to that part of the city because they weren't welcomed.
See, we can do this all. But we have 5 more minutes left in the show. Please check us out next week and see which members of the Black Male Show team will be on the show to keep talking about black shit, all black radio, for an hour. But before we go, we've gone in and we'll be going on about this forever, amongst other things. I would love if you all share one thing that has brought you black joy this week.
because this terrorism is going to continue. And I'll start. I'm really excited for Brandon and Blair Dotton Haley, who have started a business called TheBlairisms.com. And so for Black Future Month, you can get 10% off of all of their merchandise. They have shirts, they have hoodies, they will be moving to coffee mugs and things of that nature. And so you can get these things by going to the Blairisms, TheBlairisms.com. And you want to use the promo code BuyBlack, BuyBlack. It brings me joy to see a shirt that says, not my fucking president, with all the claps in between, too.
Wait a minute. Give us the code again.
All blocks matter. All blocks matter. Every last single one. And you'll also see this on our Facebook, but the website is TheBlairisms.com. It's also a Facebook page. Please support this master power couple who is really spreading the message. We've got to talk our talk. We've got to walk our walk. And we've got to empower the folks who are doing it for us. So y'all say Black businesses are expensive. 10% off all month. Perfect time to start before Black Future Month is over. Oh, and one last one, bonus one. I'm really excited for the closing of Black Future Month. The Future Foundation is going to be having special guests, WPGC 95.5, at the Berry Farms Recreation Center for our close of Black Future Month event. Not going to give away too much because you should be in the building. So please check out the Future Foundation's page for more information. And it will also share these things on Black Male Show page, which you should like on Facebook. How about y'all? Black joy, spread it around.
My Black joy is the Oasis Dance Collective. Board and I have voted this year to make our beneficiary for our annual benefit gala a Black youth organization in D.C., which is ironically the Future Foundation. We are very excited to promote and to raise money for this organization, especially it's getting back to our roots of social justice and dance and giving back to our young Black youth in D.C. And I'm excited that we changed the show due to the political climate to call the name of the show is going to be The Ruins, and we're going to do an entire show about the ancient Black kings and queens. So we want to exemplify Black excellence, and that it's not new that we were doing this before we were slaves. So that's what we're very, very excited to start to promote starting next week.
That is awesome.
Lawyer, mother, y'all don't have Black joy?
Oh, child, you know, all I do is work and eat cookies.
Maxine is Black joy for me this week. I appreciate those receipts that she gave us the other day. So, yeah, Maxine Waters is my Black joy. Thanks.
Yeah, I actually tweeted at her to adopt me.
I just need her to just say something every week so that we know everything is okay. You know what I mean?
I met her in August of 2016, and like, she is just so real. She is the same exact person. And I met her at a protest. And she's the same exact person that you see on TV in real life. She's that auntie we all meet in our life. We got one more song we're going to play from Jidenna. Now, I'm telling y'all that you need to see this music video. We're going to share it. It just came out this week. Jidenna loses his girl to Damn Lawrence from Insecure. I'm just going to tell you because you might not watch all of that stuff. They trying to kill us and shit. So please see the video. But this is Jidenna Belafonte, Bambi. I love this song too. We'll be back next week, y'all. So I'm like, you don't know what to do. Tune in. And this show is available all the time. www.wordyplan.com/radio. Gary.
Bambi, Bambi,
Bambi,
my my dear, my dear, my dear. My dear, I want you here. Don't get too near, for there's lions, beware. Oh, Bambi, I won't lie. If I weren't in this spider web of mine, if grandfather never had seven wives, then darling, screaming your name, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. No one can take you.